Cyber criminals have struck again. Tens of thousands of South Australian government employees, including police, doctors, nurses and politicians, have had their personal details stolen in a large-scale hack on the state's payroll system. It's operated by an outsourced company. The hackers gained access to the names, addresses, tax file numbers, dates of birth and bank details of at least 38,000 staff and possibly as many as 80,000. Here's Rhett Burney.
South Australia's Treasurer Rob Lucas is used to talking numbers, but rarely in the context of a major cyber attack. This afternoon, he revealed at least 38,000 public servants have had their personal details stolen by hackers in a ransomware attack on the state's payroll system.
It's obviously of major concern that there has been this particular breach. And my press release, and I repeat again, I, on behalf of the government and the public sector, apologise to the many employees who will be concerned at the fact that their personal information has been accessed by someone.
Rob Lucas says all up 80,000 public servants could be caught up, including doctors, nurses, admin staff and MPs. Their names, birth dates, tax file numbers, bank account details and salary were hacked in an attack on the company that runs the state's payroll, Frontier Software.
The only group I'm advised that we can definitely rule out at the moment, it's a big group, obviously, teachers of the Department for Education, they're the only group at this stage that we can rule out.
In a statement on its website, Frontier Software said the attack actually happened in November. It wasn't until Wednesday this week that it found SA's public service data had also been breached. Professor Matt Warren is the head of the RMIT Cybersecurity Centre.
This information is so sensitive to an individual in terms of how that data could be misused.
Matt Warren says there's no telling exactly where the information will end up, but he's got a fair idea.
If they have stolen data, what they'll do is then sell it on in the dark web, where they have marketplaces where, you know, megabytes and terabytes of data, you know, can be sold for hundreds of dollars.
The SA government is offering support to tens of thousands of staff affected. It's urging them to consider changing banking passwords and be aware of suspicious activity on their accounts. It's also engaged ID Care, a company that specialises in protecting personal info. Staff can ask them to help map out the risk of identity theft and fraud. So given this sensitive data was stolen from an attack on an outsourced payroll provider and not the state government itself, aside from the criminals, is anyone else to blame? Matt Warren says no.
Any organisations can be now potential victims, in whether they're large or small, whether it's government, whether it's Commonwealth, state or local. The issue is not necessarily trying to blame organisations, but it's trying to understand what's happened and then learn from what's happened.
That's Professor Matt Warren, the head of the RMIT Cybersecurity Centre, speaking with PM's Rhett Burney.